General Introduction. Welcome to Ariany, a peaceful little municipality in the Pla de Mallorca area of the island. It borders the municipalities of Petra, which it split away from, Sinu, Maria de la Salut, and Santa Margalida. The town stands on a hilltop, overlooking the surrounding fields, whose fertile lands played a key role in Ariany's development. A place with deep-rooted agricultural traditions, Ariany has skillfully adapted over the years. Although it still has strong links with the primary sector, Ariany's economy currently revolves around the service sector, in particular tourism. With a population of just over 1,000 people and a surface area of 23 square kilometers, Ariany has conserved its charm and authenticity. No matter what time of year it is, as you stroll through its streets and explore the surroundings, you will discover a warm, friendly town with strong cultural roots and a spirit typical of Mallorca's inland areas. History. Ariany's lands have been inhabited since prehistoric times. Mallorca's earliest inhabitants settled there, attracted by its fertile soil and proximity to Ene Borges and Montblanc torrents. Some prehistoric remains still survive today, such as Sacanova prehistoric burial caves. During the Islamic period, between the 10th and 13th centuries, it formed part of the administrative division, or juz known as Zinabitra. During the period following the Christian conquest, when Mallorca's lands were shared out among the conquering nobles, a farmstead known as Arian was documented as existing, the embryo of today's town. The church. Ariany's religious origins date back to 1570, when a small oratory was built dedicated to Our Lady of the Snows in the same place where the parish church stands today. It continued to be dedicated to her until the early 18th century, a key point in the town's history. Marco Antonio Cotina, Marquis of Ariany and a habitual resident of the Madrid court, visited the town, bringing a statue of Our Lady of Atocha. This replica of the statue worshipped in Madrid became the new patron saint of the town and the church, whose construction the Marquis had promoted, inaugurated in 1737. The original church was not solidly built and so, over the years, reforms had to be made to it. In 1818, the current nave was completed and between 1908 and 1913, a transept and belfry were added. The facade is preceded by an atrium with three pointed arches, while the five-piece belfry stands out for its balustrade and semicircular arched windows. Inside, it forms a Latin cross, with a barrel vault and a dome supported by pendentives. Municipal crosses. Three municipal crosses can be found in Ariany, all relatively modern, but of substantial interest as items of heritage. Indeed, given their value, they have been declared items of cultural interest, the highest legal protection that a historic item can be awarded. The first and most outstanding of the three, dating back to 1856, is known as Sacru. It is the oldest and the most imposing. This sandstone cross, in neoclassical style, features an octagonal base, shaft, and capital. It is not just a religious symbol, but also a meeting point for the community. At the foot of the cross, the glorious encounter is held at Easter time and the blessing of the palms on Palm Sunday. The second cross stands at a crossroads at the entrance to the town, traveling from Maria de la Salut. This cross, erected in 1969 in memory of Rector Martí Trullols, is known as the Creu de les Volts de Sant Boneni. It has a base with five round steps and a four-sided shaft crowned by a Romanesque-looking capital, with sculpted relief work. Crowning it is a sculpted cross. The third cross stands in Placa de l'Església, the church square. It is the most modern, donated by Gabriel Mateur in 1970. It features a round base, a four-sided shaft, and a capital decorated with angels. The cross at the top features a crucified Christ. All three crosses form part of Ariany's cultural and spiritual landscape, bearing witness to the town's deep religious ties. Windmills, wells and squares. Ariany is a town proud to have conserved its agricultural roots. The towers of 7 windmills can still be seen in the municipality. One of them, Molí de Marinero, dates back to the late 18th century. It is a broad mill, designed to have other structures built onto it. Close by is Molí de Rigo, a mill with a small niche dedicated to Saint Anthony. In a street called Car de Sacanova, your eyes will be drawn to a slender mill called Molí de Guillemgina, the last to be built. Nearby is another windmill, Molí de Benatgina, which was active through to 1934. Along another road, Camí de Calderitz, you can find Molí de Ses Comunes, an abandoned mill still with the remains of its machinery, while Camí des Camps is the location of the remains of another mill, Molí de Piulo, abandoned due to a lack of wind. Lastly, in Sa Cabaneta estate, another enchanting little mill can be seen. As for public wells, there are two worth mention in Camí de San Gibert, Pubo and Pujura, in this last case, more commonly used for livestock and for washing clothes, with troughs and washing basins set under a roof. Arianis squares reflect its evolution as a town. Plaça de l'Església, the church square, has spectacular views of Pla de Mallorca. Plaça de Sa Creu, close to the old lodging house, is one of the main meeting points for the townspeople, and Plaça Major, built in the late 19th century, is today the place where Arianis' main festivities and get-togethers are held. Lastly, we must not forget some of its most emblematic public buildings. The Casal de Cultura and its terraces, the cultural center, a focus of artistic activities, the town hall, a symbol of Arianis' independence as a municipality, and its extensive sports facilities on the outskirts of the town, with a swimming pool, football field and paddle tennis courts. Ariany, a small town with a rich history, heritage and community life. Rural estates. Before it became a separate municipality, Ariany belonged to two big Mallorcan landowners, first the Cotina family and later the Vivet family, until it became a marquisate in the early 18th century. The area was divided into different possessions or rural estates, many of which still exist, and they have shaped the municipality's agricultural landscape and heritage. Some of the most important are Sun Bax, Sun Gibert, Sun Reixac, Sun Nigora, Sun Bosca, Sa Cabaneta and Sa Canova. Each of these estates still conserves its main buildings and outhouses, all signaling a history of intense agricultural activities. If you explore the areas closer to Sa Marina, you will come across prehistoric remains that testify to human occupation of the land far more ancient than that of the Marquisate. Thanks to these rural estates and archaeological sites, Ariany is the perfect place to gain a good understanding of how Mallorca's rural landscape evolved over the centuries. Routes. Would you like to explore Ariany on foot? We recommend 4 routes that you can take, individually or jointly. All of them offer an insight into the spirit of this very special town in Pla de Mallorca. We are waiting for you.